The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Woo! Oh, God! Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Randy, we got JC, and we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Deal Breakers Thursday. We'll open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thank you so much for keeping the conversation going, brought to you by DraftKings. And Cap, you know, every time you look around, you know the lightning rod of conversation is always the National Football League, but as of late, it is Justin Fields. So much talk about Justin Fields and what he's been able to provide for this Bears team, even in a losing effort.
It's amazing that every national show you turn on, Justin Fields, is he a top five quarterback? Justin Fields, is he the most exciting player in sports? Justin Fields, would he be the first quarterback taken other than Mahomes or Josh Allen? It's unbelievable.
Because people want to know what's next, Cap. I was telling you yesterday that we have so many memories, great memories, lousy memories of our Chicago sports teams, or we remember where we were when
it's
we saw this.
It's a lousy
this.
Ball club.
What a lousy ball club. 2-2, fall away. So we've seen so many lousy sports moments here, some great moments as well that we'll always remember. But I think that what resonates the most and what keeps sports alive, what keeps television alive, is sports, especially live sports.
Yeah.
And what's next, right? Justin Fields is what's hot and what's next, even though the team is not doing well. It's kind of like an NBA draft pick that goes to a terrible team. Like, oh, this guy was all world in college, but boy, when he gets to the NBA, that team isn't very good, but that guy's a highlight. I'll go see him, not the team.
Correct.
And so the same thing here with the Bears, I believe, with Justin Fields. So Jay Cantu showed us this list from CBS Sports. NFL quarterback power rankings, week 11. And they're going through it, and number one is Patrick Mahomes. Who wouldn't want Patrick Mahomes? When people think that this is the end of the era for Kansas City, that guy's going to win another couple championships before it's all said and done, Cap. I think he's just that good. But he was that new flavor. You enjoy watching him. Strong arm, can run. Got Andy Reid. You believe in him, right?
Pretty good.
I can make the argument that he's the best, but you can look at this week, Jalen Hurts with Philadelphia. Oh, paper champions. They lost against Washington. Jalen Hurts. Well, wait. The same thing we're talking about with Justin Fields. We hope that we could say the same thing about Jalen Hurts. People weren't sure about him post-Carson Wentz. Now look at him. That offense, that running game, that offensive line. Sirianni, who I had as coach of the year when we made our predictions. And Hurts is a very good quarterback. He's learning on the job, getting better, I think, with this team. Josh Allen's on this list. Yeah, you and I have the Buffalo Bills. We have a ticket burning in our pocket right now for the Bills to win the Super Bowl. Why is that? Josh Allen. Didn't think much of him in college. Then you see how he's developed with the Buffalo Bills. He's number three on this list. Joe Burrow from Cincinnati. Lamar Jackson is five. Tua Tagovailoa is six. Geno Smith is seven. Aaron Rodgers, eight. Tom Brady, nine. Kirk Cousins.
Ooh-wee! You like that? You like my
you
chains?
You like that?
You like my chains?
He's 10th. But on the outside looking in, Cap, Justin Fields, number 11 on this list.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say about Justin, where even in losing efforts, even though he's piling up a lot of yardage, running the football, putting up a lot of points, that he's number 11 on a 3-7 ball club? What does that say?
It says that he has taken the NFL by storm. They have figured out for this season how best to try and utilize his skill set with the moribund roster we've surrounded him with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. All the defenders of, hey, man, they can win 10, 11 ball games. Hey, man, Nagy's out of here. They can win a lot of ball games. Not so much. Because they can't protect the kid. We don't have those top-end receivers. And there are still doubters that doubt this kid, Justin. They will look stupid one day and go, boy, what a freezing cold take that was.
Right.
That
right?
Kid has it. There, you know how you can't bottle the it factor, but certain people walk in a room, you're like, who is that?
Right.
You just, they ooze whatever it is. Michael Jordan had that. There was something it mm-hmm. that he had. Whatever setting he was in, basketball or other, the late Kobe Bryant had that it factor. I think Ja Morant has that it factor.
Yes, yes.
100%. Bobby Knight, when he walked into a room, had that it factor. There was something. You're like, who is that? You may not like him. Who is that?
Me.
Yes.
When I walk in a room.
100%. We know you're coming. So
big feet.
There are certain people that have that it factor.
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed Patrick Kane has that it factor. There's something about him.
And you think Justin has that as well?
Yes. I believe Justin Fields has that it factor. And when they finally figure out that guy at left tackle, we're getting whoever it is, mm-hmm. Orlando Brown or whoever. We're getting that guy right there at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Did you see the other move the Bears made? And they are equally strong and stout on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Justin's going to win a Super Bowl here. Mark it down. And Justin's going to win at least one MVP. And people are going to be like, holy blank.
But
that's
the
fact.
But the MVP is not going to be this year, right? Orlovsky?
No,
not this year.
No,
okay.
Dan.
Okay.
No, Dan. It probably won't be next year either.
It's, okay, yeah. And I'm thinking that it's going to take some time because, and it's still out there, by the way, over the last 48 hours about the term MVP and Justin Fields, which is just absolute nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get to an MVP by yourself. You can't win championships or games by yourself. You need to be able to have a team, an offensive juggernaut to be able to help you get there. And also a defense on the other side that can help you win games. It's all encompassing. You know, this is not the Cy Young Award, right, where you are racking up wins and you are dominant on the mound because you're the star. You're out there by yourself, but you got defense behind you.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's about your right arm or your left arm. With football, with the MVP, no matter how prolific Justin Fields is, he can't get that done, that MVP trophy, without others helping him get there.
So I went back and watched some of the tape.
Get the All-22?
Yeah, from the other day.
Yep.
I'm telling you that the Lions did a really good job with adjustments. Say what you want about Dan Campbell and his staff is all ex-play. They slowed their rush ends down as the game went on so that those guys are here rather than trying to get Justin on the ground. We're not letting him outside. We are not letting him outside. And when the Bears had to pass the ball, the surprise element of play action, ability to run the ball, Herbert's out of the game, you don't have the change of pace, it changed.
Now, I remember those great Buffon Obradovich post-game shows, and the theme always for those, and it's still Obradovich today, is, you gotta make adjustments, Doug. Where are the adjustments from one half to the other? Rawr! The adjustment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can clearly see, when we say adjustment, it's not just some sports term. It is taking a look and saying, boy, this guy, we knew he's going to gash us, but we didn't know it's going to be like this. Hey, let's close off the running lanes and make him throw. Yeah, I mean, he hurt you there too, by the way, Justin Fields, because he connected to Cole Kmet. So he was throwing the football. But when the game was on the line, when the lights are supposed to shine the brightest in the fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, what happened? He became a pocket passer and could not get the job done.
Correct.
Couldn't throw to the sticks. Couldn't throw to the first down marker trying to get someone out of bounds. He was back there patting the ball, and he had nowhere to go. Nothing. He could do anything.
Nothing.
But that's the difference between, hey, this guy is on the come and super and MVP.
But that's not on Justin.
Well, I mean, at some point, you got to have the idea that there's going to be defenses that's going to be keying in on Justin, making sure he doesn't run the football. So what's plan B? If he can't run, what's next?
They don't have a plan B right now.
Bingo. That's my point.
They have got to add talent to the roster. They gave up a second-round pick, a high one, for Chase Claypool.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's what everyone believes he can be. I got my concerns. Mike Tomlin's one of the smartest NFL coaches ever. Ever. Get him out of here.
That's always a concern, isn't it?
Yes.
For us as sports fans, Randy, you know this. Jeff Blauser to the Cubs. Like, you mean Atlanta can't use him anymore? What's wrong with Blauser?
And
you found out.
Here.
Right?
He was terrible.
When you go to a world-class organization, Cap, championship organization, yeah, we can't use you anymore. What's wrong with him? Now, he was great with the Braves. He's going to be great with it. Didn't work.
How about look at our Bears? Byron Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Kansas City just lost Tyreek Hill. They must need a receiver. Get him out of here. Equanimeous St. Brown. They lost Devontae Adams. The Packers need receivers. Why wouldn't they keep him?
Right.
Because he's a good blocker.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm always wary of that. You come to a good organization, it's like, he's available? Why?
Correct. Why? How come nobody else wants this guy?
N'Keal Harry.
Just needs a new... Yeah, he leaves New England. We give up a seventh-round pick. Not that that's the end of the world.
Hi, end zone Harry. How are you? I mean, Harry's on the team, right?
He's
How?
Not that good.
No, he's not.
And then we draft a 37-year-old rookie out of Tennessee who can't catch punts. He can't even get on the field. So let's just slow down with, but Cap, there's talent. Matt Nagy's in Kansas City. Now we're in a good spot.
Not yet.
Not yet. So much.
Yeah, I mean, hey, feel that way, but it's just not happening yet. You got to be patient. So you asked a great question, and we want to talk to Cap and J Hood Nation about this. 312-332-ESPN.
We had a fun meeting about this morning.
3776. All right, go ahead. What's the question? Because you had me stumped.
Okay, the question that I asked at our meeting, and we're asking you out there. If I made you the general manager of the Chicago Bears, and every quarterback is on the board currently playing in the National Football League, and you, the guy you draft has to be your guy for the next 8 seasons going forward. 8 years. Not to win a game Sunday, the next 8 years. You're picking third. Mahomes is off the board, so is Josh Allen. Where are you taking Justin? Because I know where I'm taking him. Where are you taking him? 312-332-3776.
Okay, so we'll get your phone calls in on that. I'll give you my answer. Cap will give you his answer as well. Still to come, some odd head-scratching thoughts from LaShawn Shady McCoy regarding Justin Fields. We'll get your phone calls in. You hear from McCoy. He's not sold on Justin Fields. Why is that the case? Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad you're in with us today for this Deal Breakers Thursday. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Still to come, some fire comments by Shady McCoy. You say, well, why does that matter? Wait, McCoy played at a high level in the National Football League and apparently knows something about Justin Fields that we don't. We'll get to that coming up this hour right here on Cap and Jay Hood. But, Cap, you have a great question to ask regarding the quarterbacks and Justin Fields.
Correct. And you have the list. So the question is, I'm making you, man, woman, child, out there listening, call 312-332-3776. You are the general manager of the Bears. Every quarterback in the NFL is in the draft. You're picking third. Mahomes went 1, Josh Allen went 2. Where are you taking Justin? And this is your guy for the next 8 seasons going forward. We're not talking about winning 1 game, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Nope. 8 seasons. Who are you taking if you're sitting there with the 3rd pick? And where would you take Justin?
Well, tell me this, Randy. See if this is a good name for you. I'm taking Justin Herbert.
Wow!
How about that, Randy? How about that? Curveball into the dirt. How about that?
No. I thought he was stealing my thunder because I'm taking Justin Fields.
Yeah. Yeah, and but you know, it's interesting that you say this, right? Look at the list that was sent to us. Look at the list. We are so enamored with like the next level young quarterback. Here's where the tiers are. There's so many veterans, Hall of Famers, like Rodgers and Brady are going to the Hall of Fame, right? But then there's this interesting middle of what's next. Hurts is next. Allen is next. Burrow's already been to a Super Bowl, fell short there. Lamar Jackson we're waiting for, right? Wait and see whether or not he's going to get to another level. Tua's just come into his own with a good Dolphins team now. He has got weapons. We have talked about them almost every other day. Strong at the tight end, strong at the wide receivers. They got pretty much the reincarnation of Clayton and Duper, for God's sakes, in Miami right now. We know that very well when the Dolphins played the Bears. Oh, God. Hill and Waddle?
Unguardable. Oof.
And then from there, like, Geno Smith, this is a one-off for me, I think. But then there's this question marks like Jimmy Garoppolo, Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, who's always polarizing. It's an interest. It's a top, and then there's this young middle, and then there's just fluff at the bottom.
Yeah, so the only one I seriously could, and I liked Justin Herbert a year ago. Watching him lately, he has just not looked, something's off. I don't know if he's not healthy. The only one I thought about taking over Fields was Burrow. Burrow is a classic in the pocket. Doesn't use his legs a ton, but he'll use them some when he has to. But in the pocket, that guy's got a cannon of an arm, big, strong. I like the mobility factor Fields brings to the table and the ability to throw the ball. See, people are under this misguided perception that Justin was a running quarterback at Ohio State. He was not. Now, as to use your term, he had an iron gate in front of him. Five-star guys on the offensive line, backed up by 5 more five-star guys. One down, plug the next one in. Jeremy Rueckert, the tight end, he's in the NFL. You got Garrett Wilson with the Jets, Chris Olave with the Saints. Jackson Smith and Jigba will get drafted in the first round this year. So my point is he had a ton of talent. He had J.K. Dobbins behind him who runs for the Ravens. He had pros everywhere.
Yes.
Get him that type of talent here, and I believe he will be an MVP.
I think Justin Herbert was built to be the guy for a decade. I know that the team is kind of, I feel stagnant, even though there's weapons on that Chargers team, Cap. But, I mean, he was built to be that guy. I was wrong, wrong, Fonz, about Herbert coming out of college. I didn't think that he was going to be any good coming out in the NFL, and he proved that he was pretty good. He might be having a bad season now. Oh, no, I won't say bad season. Mediocre season from what we expected, but I think he's going to be the guy. And Justin Fields would be right there with him for me. So,
Herbert would probably be number 5 pick.
Yeah.
I'm going Fields, Burrow, Herbert.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the up-and-coming young quarterbacks.
And Hurts would be 6.
He's right there.
Lamar would be 7.
Let's take a look with Lamar.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
He's still got to show me more.
That's only fair.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Let us go to Rich. He was the first to call from Elk Grove Village on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
What's up, dog? How are you?
Living the life, man. Living the life. Hey, love the show.
Thank you. He's talking to me.
So I'm an Eagles fan, but I live here in Chicago. I see a lot of similarities between Justin Fields and Jalen Hurts. Last couple of years, same questions in Philly. You know, is Jalen Hurts the guy? I think the only difference is the talent level around him. And if Bears can make a splash. They can definitely take the next step, just like the Eagles did with adding A.J. Brown, drafting Devontae Smith. I mean, it's there for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd love to get your guys' thoughts, but I would probably take Burrow in the third pick as a quarterback.
Well, that's fair. He's been to the Super Bowl.
He's a great, great player.
It's so difficult with that rickety offensive line he's had the last couple of years to have success. You had Ja'Marr Chase, but you have an offensive line that still needs to be fixed. It is a miracle, Cap, that they were able to get there a couple of years ago when he's getting his ass whooped, Burrow.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
We complain about this all the time here, but that's bad out there.
He's dealt with an ACL injury in his rookie year.
Yes.
He's dealt with getting sacked like 7 billion times.
Mm-hmm.
Hit God knows how many more. But all of a sudden, you look, you go, Boyd, Higgins, drop a Ja'Marr Chase in there. Pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Joe Mixon.
He's someone you want to have smokes with because he's a cigar guy. You've seen him, right?
Yeah. 100%.
He's that classic guy, man.
We'll take him to the Clayton. Go over and have a cigar.
Yeah, exactly right. 312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Lovely Midlothian, home of Lenny File. Here's Brian on ESPN 1000.
Mark's brother.
Hello, Brian.
Morning, boys. How's it going?
What's up, kid?
What's up, Brian?
I would agree with you, Hoodie. I would take Justin Herbert. I know he's had a down year this year, but his receivers, when they're healthy, are top tier with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. He's got a top five running back with Eckler.
Yeah.
He's very accurate, and he's mobile. He's not as mobile as Justin, but I would take Justin Herbert.
Fair enough. I mean, I've got him going very high.
Yeah. You have him after Justin Fields? Or in that same...
I have him five.
Five. That's fine. That's fine. You know, Brian, we're on the same page.
And prior to this season, I might have taken him higher. He just hasn't looked right to me.
They are middling right now, Brian, where they're just okay. But I think that the future is very bright for him. Absolutely.
No doubt.
Brian, we appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, man.
You got to be quicker, brother. Yep. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. We go to Naperville. Here's Daryl on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, D.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always.
Thanks, buddy.
I think, you know, here's the thing. If you're playing in Chicago, what are the factors? You're playing outside, late in season, it's cold weather. So almost by default, your quarterback has to be a running quarterback because, you know, the wind and everything. But I like the guy in Philly, Hurts. He's a good athlete. He can run. Because your running game for the Bears opens up the passing game. And I think that the criticism on Fields is that it looked like he wanted to run almost every time there was a pass play. It's like he wasn't, like, letting the play develop. He wasn't reading his receivers as quickly. He'd make a quick decision, hey, I got to run, I got to scramble. And, you know, we're not out there in the field, so we don't necessarily see what he sees. I do like the fact that he's opening up, he's throwing the ball to his tight end, Komet. He's, you know, come alive here. But I would have to say, and I like Mr. Hood, I like your pick. I think just Herbert is pure of a passer there is. So one of the intangibles, and you know, as a quarterback, you have to have the leadership. And I think, you know, Allen, everybody loves him up in Buffalo, and Mahomes, because they know that if the game's on the line, he's going to make the play. And I think in playing in Chicago, people would rally around you know, a leader like that. So that's my assessment. I think Herbert is the guy, and Fields would be next.
Daryl, we appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate it, man.
Why can't it be Dak Prescott, Cap, from Dallas?
He's a good player. I just don't think he's elite. Good player.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. In this dead-ass city we live in that's never had a quarterback, but everybody's an expert, us included.
Yes.
Dak's fine. Better than what we've run out there.
Okay, a take like that. Put you in Bristol, Connecticut. Put you in a chair.
Right.
With 10 other people. You want to do that?
Yeah.
You want to say Dak's okay?
That's
polarizing, man.
He's a solid football player.
They'll blow up your mentions with that. You better not say that.
Is he a top five quarterback? No, he's not.
Jay Cantu's going to come after you, man. He doesn't want to hear that about his Cowboys.
He's a good football player. He is. Really good player. Not elite.
312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Gerard is on the south side on ESPN 1000. What's up, G?
Gentlemen, top of the morning to you.
What's up, Gerard?
Hey, Cap, you're the man. Jay Hood, you're my idol. I'm taking Lamar Jackson, guys.
All right, tell us why. Tell me why.
MVP, Justin Fields, actual blueprint. You surround him with talent, like supreme talent. He's going to go to a Super Bowl. Okay, Lamar has the tight end. Who is Justin Fields throwing to now? The tight end, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have receivers, right? Not upper echelon receivers. I think Claypool will help that out a little bit. And the run game. You know, J.K. Dobbins, whenever Baltimore gets healthy with the running backs, they're going to be monstrous, right? And then the defense. It is the exact blueprint. And Lamar's won an MVP already. Yes, Burrow's went to a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. but Lamar's won an MVP. So I know Justin's not a running quarterback, and I thank God for that because we want to keep him around. But I think the blueprint for Justin Fields in Chicago, in Soldier Field, with the weather, is you have to run when you have to. Get him some receivers, and he'll be able to throw it. I think I'm taking Lamar Jackson at three just because he's won an MVP, and he's solid.
I like it. We appreciate the phone call. Here's the similarity, Cap, in Fields and Jackson. We've seen already from Justin that he can make something out of nothing offensively. Dips and dodges and is, you know, gives himself in the fetal position and moves around so he doesn't get sacked and then throws down the field or runs down the field. Lamar does the same thing too. Lamar's accuracy at times is an issue. I know you might say some of their receivers are suspect, but some of his accuracy isn't good. That separates him from another MVP award or Super Bowl, and not, to me, his accuracy.
Agreed. I have my questions, and I'm not telling you Lamar's not a talented player.
Absolutely. No, he's absolutely talented.
Is he a top, oh my God, that's the piece? I'm not sure.
Well, if this is what Justin is, say he doesn't develop, and this is what he is, running quarterback that sometimes throws. Well, what's the difference between that and Lamar Jackson? Then you probably have the same thought about Justin.
Yeah, if you tell me that you dropped George Kittle at tight end and three really good receivers like the Bengals have, and you gave me a top five offensive line, and Justin can't find guys, well, then it's on him. I believe if you give him those pieces, he will look amazing.
All right, coming up next, wait until you hear what Shady McCoy said about Justin Fields. Your phone calls, 312-332-ESPN is our phone number.
Wake up and say, what can I say today that would make me sound like a complete moron?
All right, we'll find out what that is. Coming up next, you're listening to Cap and Jay Hood, mornings 7 to 10. JC.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, the same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find Basketball U with Tyler Aki. Yes, you need your college basketball fix. He's got it for you weekly with a podcast. Just click Basketball U on the ESPN Chicago app.
Couple things quickly.
Sidebar. Is it a sidebar?
Not really.
No sidebar?
No, I just saw the Gamecast going on ESPN. The Pelicans just hit four more threes.
Is that what's going on right now?
My God. We'll get to that.
We'll get to them at 8:18.
Puking all over yourself.
Now, we got time for the Bulls, for sure. I'm on the show. We'll have plenty of time for basketball.
Yeah, and ask Tyler how Syracuse did the other night. They lost to a freaking tube of toothpaste. Colgate,
yeah.
80-68.
He's not doing well with that.
Happy birthday today to Jim Boeheim.
Wow. 95?
78,
huh? Good for him.
The man his wins back for his birthday. Go ahead.
No, absolutely not, actually. Shady McCoy, Cap.
Shady McCoy woke up this morning and said to, if he's married, I assume he is, honey, have a great day. I'm going to work. I'm going to single-handedly say the stupidest thing I've ever said. Single-handedly.
And so the thoughts from Shady McCoy on Justin Fields. Listen.
I don't want to say I'm hating, but I got to be honest.
You're hating.
The problem with this team is, I'm being serious, the problem with this team is they can run the ball well. They have some pretty good running backs, right? Mm-hmm. Montgomery is a baller, right? Herbert's a baller, too. They all can run the ball. The problem is when you stop these guys and they can't run the ball and you make him throw, that's the issue. Because now
have anybody to throw to.
One second. Now all the play action, taking these shots deep or the zone fakes with the tight end selling back. You know, everybody does that little play. You sell the run and the tight end's wide open.
Leak play, baby.
You can't You can't do that when you can't run the ball. So when they can't run the ball, he looks like, you know, picks. 1-6 in the 7 games. That's what he looks like when they can't run the ball. Everybody says, oh, man, get him some weapons. But I'm thinking as a wide receiver, if I'm Mooney, right, or if I'm Claypool, I'm like, well, what about us? Why can't they say get us a quarterback?
No, but you don't think either of them are number one receivers.
But and Claypool just got there, too.
It's not about this. It's about, like, y'all telling us every time on legal TV, give Justin Fields some weapons. And we're weapons. And it's like, well, we can catch. We can run routes. He can't throw. Get us a quarterback.
I don't think that either of those guys are bad. I don't think that either of them are bad. But they're not number one receivers on any
league. And I don't think he's a number one quarterback. My thing is, so if I'm a wide receiver and I'm supposed to be these weapons.
So why would you want to go play with him?
What top wide receiver would go play with Justin Fields? You have to pay him like every dollar you have in the whole franchise. Okay, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp. Let's name a couple guys.
Devontae Adams.
They don't want to go play with Justin Fields.
I don't need him to.
What I'm saying is, for you to be a skilled position, let's say a top guy in college. Now, he'll love to be drafted because he's going to the NFL, but it's not all hype to go play with Justin Fields. He can't throw. I want to go play with a quarterback that can throw the ball. So the same way that y'all are saying, that, oh, give him some help, the wide receivers are like, we need help. We need a guy that can throw me the ball. That's the truth of it.
Shady McCoy on FS1. Your thoughts?
Shady McCoy was a hell of a running back. Mm-hmm. Shady McCoy just embarrassed himself with one of the stupidest rants I've heard in a long time. Now, if you don't want to believe that he's at the level that I or you believe, that's fine. Why would you want to play with Justin Fields? He can't throw. He's not a top quarterback. Didn't he make some comment like he's a backup or something?
Yes, not a starting quarterback in the league.
Okay, Shady, you got hit too many times, man. That is one of the dumbest takes I have ever heard. So I just texted Shady McCoy, see if he'll come on. And that's what I'd like to ask him. Did you wake up today and decide, I am going to get myself in the news for being an idiot?
Well, I'm going to say, Captain, more than likely, if he watched the last game, the last few games, especially the last game against the Lions, he's saying that he can't throw. Is he isolating the last 2 minutes of the game in which the Bears had a hard time getting down the field and the opportunity to win the game? Because we have seen Justin Fields throw it down the field. That comment is so dated, because if he falls in line with Lombardi, Mike Lombardi, who says that, hey, you know, look at this pick. You know, what a terrible pick by Ryan Pace. I mean, that's a dated comment saying he can't throw the football. Is he talking about the San Francisco game? If he didn't watch the last few games, then he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Correct.
Because you're seeing the passing game develop.
Correct.
So the idea that you're saying that he can't throw is incorrect. It's incorrect. Watch the games. If you're just basing on Trey Lance versus Justin Fields, then you have a case. Like, boy, that passing game isn't very good. But he has to understand, and you heard Joy Taylor trying to tell him as well, like, they do have receivers, and Justin Fields actually, they might not be number ones, like Mooney on a good team, may not be a number one receiver, may not be a number two, might be just a slot guy. Point is, though, is that Mooney has good hands. The other guys, suspect. I think that Cole Kmet's coming along as a tight end, but he's saying he can't throw. That's brutal.
Yeah, that was just a brutal take. We need to play it again, just so everyone can hear. This is LeSean Shady McCoy on FS1, Fox Sports 1, as they started discussing Justin Fields.
I don't want to say I'm hating, but I got to be honest.
You're hating.
The problem with this team is, I'm being serious, the problem with this team is they can run the ball well. They have some pretty good running backs, right? Mm-hmm. Montgomery is a baller,
like Montgomery.
Right? Herbert's a baller, too. They all can run the ball. The problem is when you stop these guys and they can't run the ball and you make him throw, that's the issue. Because now
anybody to throw to.
One second. Now all the play action, taking these shots deep, or the zone fakes with the tight end selling back. You know, everybody does that little play. You sell the run and the tight end's wide open.
Leak play, baby.
You can't do that when you can't run the ball. So when they can't run the ball, he looks like, you know, picks. 1-6 in 7 games. That's what he looks like when they can't run the ball. Everybody says, oh, man, get him some weapons. But I'm thinking as a wide receiver, if I'm Mooney, right, or if I'm Claypool, I'm like, well, what about us? Why can't they say get us a quarterback?
No, but you don't think either of them are number one receivers.
But what yeah.
And Claypool
but,
just but got there, too.
It's not about this. About, like, y'all telling us every time we look on TV, give Justin Fields some weapons. And we're weapons. And it's like, well, wait, we can catch. We can run routes. He can't throw. Get us a quarterback.
I don't think that either of those guys
will be
are
offended.
Bad. I don't think that either of them are bad. But they're not number one receivers on
And I don't think he's a number one quarterback. My thing is, so if I'm a wide receiver and I'm supposed to be these weapons.
He said, why would you want to go play with him?
What top wide receiver would go play with Justin Fields? You have to pay him like every dollar you have in the whole franchise. Okay, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp. Let's name a couple guys.
Devontae Adams.
They don't want to go play with Justin Fields.
I don't need him to.
What I'm saying is, for you to be a skilled position, let's say a top guy in college. Now, he'll love to be drafted because he's going to the NFL, but he's not all hyped to go play with Justin Fields. He can't throw. He can't throw. I want to go play with a quarterback that can throw the ball. So the same way that y'all saying, that, oh, give him some help, the wide receivers are, we need help. We need a guy that can throw me the ball. That's the truth of it.
Says that top flight wide receivers don't want to play with Justin Fields. He named a few there. Said they didn't want to play with him.
Correct.
Yeah, he says that if the Bears can't run the football, then he can't throw. That there's, you know, the question is whether that the Bears have anyone to throw to. It's like, again, as Joy Taylor said, whoever else is on that panel on Speak for Yourself, you know, may not be number one receivers, but Claypool just got there. So what are you expecting?
And no offensive line.
They didn't mention the line at all. And that's actually
the biggest impediment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When they were driving to maybe beat the Vikings, did I envision Smith Marset fumbling on the sideline, or did that happen?
Oh, that happened.
Okay, did I envision the ball going through Smith Marset's hands for a first down, and it hit him in the face mask and bounced away?
It happened.
Did I envision Equanimeous St. Brown, the ball delivered right on the money, and go through his hands the other day?
It happened, absolutely.
Against the Dolphins?
Sure did.
And I can give you 8 more. That doesn't mean Justin doesn't make mistakes. He's a young quarterback. To say that kid can't throw and that kid isn't a top-flight quarterback, Shady McCoy, you embarrassed yourself. Stick to whatever the hell else you do, because that was an awful job of analysis.
Okay, well, we'll get your reaction to it now. You heard from LeSean McCoy. What do you think? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Is he right about the Bears and Justin Fields? Let's get your reaction, your phone calls next on Cap and J-Hood.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
LeSean McCoy, take your shot to Justin Fields. Do you agree?
Do you want to play it again, Hoodie?
No. We're good. No, I think people got it because people are not happy about what LeSean McCoy had to say. Some do agree, though, Cap. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. It's all about development. But
That's fine.
That's what I've been telling you about, though, Cap. He's put his flag in the ground right now telling you that wide receivers won't want to play with Justin Fields already. Can't even let the kid develop as a starting quarterback of this league.
Yeah, that's just...
This is what I'm talking about.
Just dumb.
Tony is in Kankakee on ESPN 1000 with Cap and J Hood. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Tony, turn that radio down, kid.
Yeah, it's down. Can you hear me better?
Gotcha.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, he's a complete moron. Like I said, he's an idiot. What are you talking about? Justin Fields can't throw. Have you watched other Bears quarterback? I mean, when he gets the chance, he looks better than Cutler as far as his accuracy. I've watched Bears quarterbacks for a long time. He can definitely throw. He's just hating. That for no reason, too. And he's angry. Like, what are you angry for? Like, did the Packers quarterback or somebody else quarterback pay you to get on there and say some crazy stuff like that? He's smoking on some green or something. I don't know what's wrong with him. But he's definitely hating. And Justin Fields, give him some time. Give him some offensive linemen. And you'll see how good Justin Fields can throw.
All right, Tony, we appreciate the phone call. Leaves line open, 312-332-ESPN. On the north side, here's Jose on ESPN 1000. Jose.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Yeah, I want to talk about two coaches that the coach that sabotaged his whole season last year was Matt Nagy. Had no place whatsoever. Did not even care how much he would succeed in the future. That's a sabotage of 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Year two is going on where they don't know what ceiling he's even at right now. And the coaches don't even know what kind of game plan they could even – they've just started implementing a game plan where it's actually working. If they were going to go with the first week that he was getting stacked every – he couldn't even get out of his own way because there was no – we had no receivers that could actually get separation. Another thing is Darnell Mooney is pretty good, but he's at best a third wide receiver on some of the NFL teams. And we need to start with the money that we have in the offseason set up. We need to actually bring him players that could actually play in the NFL.
So McCoy is wrong. Is that what you're saying?
By far.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mediocre running back anyway, and he's probably just looking at Justin Fields like, God, I wish I could tuck the ball down and do the same things he does.
Mediocre.
Jose, thanks.
How about that?
Take that.
You know who we haven't heard from in a while? Noel from the South Side.
Hey, Noel, what's up, man?
Noel? There's a reason why we haven't heard from him for a while.
Because this line's not working.
Instead, okay, what do you have, Space?
Cap, Hoodie, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
What up?
What's your idea, Space? Okay.
Hey, I just had to tweet Shady Dumbass McCoy, man, for making that just dumb comment. I don't know what's going on with the brother. First off, whenever you start a comment with, I'm not a racist, or I'm not hating, you're probably both. You know what I'm saying? So if you're starting your comment with, hey, man, I'm not hating on the guy, but more than likely you're hating on him. That's a red flag right there. And then you got to say he can't throw. His whole career has been about throwing. He's never been about running. So, you know, you guys made it completely plain. He doesn't have the receivers. He doesn't have the line. The line can run block, but they're not good in pass blocking. They're like, what, 30th in pass block?
No question.
If that,
I mean,
what are we talking?
Joey G, do you agree with it? You agree with Space, Joey G?
Oh, Space is the man.
He thought you were the man, Joey.
No, Cap, you're the man.
All right.
Well, what do you think of what Space said, Joey, this whole thing with Shady McCoy?
Well, listen, he's got a reason why he's named Shady. Number one, he obviously didn't look at any type of tape in the last four games, which Cap hit on about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You got Charlie Brown out there dropping balls. That one that he threw right in the hands to St. Brown dropped it. So, again, I listened to this morning that Jay Higgins for the Bengals is a free agent.
Or T.
And next year. He's a wide receiver for the Bengals.
Yep.
And that would be a great start to have speed for the go route that Justin proved when he passed that pass to I keep forgetting his name.
What's
number
his name?
11.
What's his name, Space?
Mooney.
You're talking about Darnell Mooney, right, Space?
Mooney.
Darnell Mooney. So,
you know, this guy here, I don't know what he's smoking, but you got to look at tape.
Well, hold on a second. Space, do you agree with Joey, what he's talking about with Shady McCoy?
I completely agree. He agitates me. You know, Shady McCoy, he agitates me, man. And, you know, he's completely right with that. You know, it's too much. I think he just wanted a hot take. You know what I'm saying? He's on TV. He just wanted a hot take. You know what I'm saying? Because nothing he says makes sense. You got to watch the film. And Justin is putting the balls right there for the receivers. They just got to make the plays.
You know, the line got to hold up on the block sometimes. That's it. But don't say he can't throw.
Yeah.
You're not watching that film. You just
talk. He agitates me.
Joey G, Space, we appreciate your telephone calls. Coming up next, we have Shot or No Shot. Don't forget Deal Breakers at 8:35 on Chicago's Home for Sports.